everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's good to be with you today. I've got a great show for you, but like I always tell you at the very beginning, you need to go to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. This is your best resource for wrapping your mind around this complex world we live in and the complex situation which is happening, and you'll understand exactly why events are unfolding the way they're unfolding. Why is your government acting the way it's doing? Why is China and Russia acting the way they are? What's going on in Venezuela? All these things will kind of connect to you because there is an imperialistic war that's happening between two sides. The government in Canada here, we are traitors and enemies to the United States of America, to the fabric of what I would say democracy, to the fabric of values and the values of the individual. As you know, the communists want all about the collective. It's all about fitting into the way they want society to be, and that's just the way it is to it. As you know, and I've told you before in my podcast, Canada is the enemy. Canada is the enemy for one reason and one reason only. I'm going to explain it to you. As you know, George Soros and these globalist people want to have one world government. What they want to do is not allowed by the Constitution of the United States of America. Imagine them enacting some global agency and they say, hey, America, you want to come along? Do you want to give up all your national rights and tear up your Constitution and be part of our one world plan where we control all the money and your enemies are more powerful than you? Absolutely not. Why on earth would America do that? The same thing goes for Canada or any Western nation. So they have to do this by manipulation. And let's not kid ourselves. Russia and China don't want anything to do with their plan either. However, they're being brought along because the United States of America is being served up to our enemies in this imperialistic war. Now, Canada is the enemy of the United States because most of the politicians who work here in Canada work for this guy called George Soros, either directly or indirectly. So why is this all related to everything? Well, it's because George Soros and his organizations and his money, he was the one that collapsed the Iron Curtain. So if you went back in 1980 and you lived in the United States of America and Canada and Europe, if you were a communist, if you were talking about pro-Palestine, if you were talking about all this gender ideology, if you were talking about all this nonsense they spew out, you would be hated. America was fiercely anti-communist in the 1980s. And if George Soros truly broke down the Iron Curtain and Russia has gone away and their government has gone away and China is no longer communist and all this, they don't have an imperialistic agenda, then why on earth is this guy feeding us all this Chinese communist propaganda and has been ever so slowly for the last 40 years? It's because, ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America is supposed to be handed over in a giant controlled war to our enemies. So therefore, the Iron Curtain could be broken down, and then we could finally have what our globalists have always wanted, one world government. Like I told you from the beginning, Canada and the European Union and everything that's going on with Mark Carney and them is that they know that they are implicated in a giant war that's coming. Clearly, there's a war coming, ladies and gentlemen. We have Trump outside Venezuela, B-1 bombers being flown over the area kind of as a show of force. People are kind of in denial about this. You have all the auto plants. What's happening in Canada with the auto plants? Well, I guess China is being drawn in slowly to the Canadian market, is going to be in the future, you'll see this, from Carney and crew, and Trump needs all the automotive plants to be operating for him, basically so he can mass produce all these things. And we talked about Carney and these things before, that this guy was purposely going to start manipulating and changing Canadian society to kind of view America as the enemy. Now, he wasn't going to be successful in a complete takeover of America and kind of propagating everything down there, but he was going to slowly start manipulating people so people kind of thought, well, the reason things are so shitty here is because of Trump. It's nothing to do with our government, and really kind of focusing this hatred and this mechanism of hate to America, because they all know. They all know that their fingers and their hands are all over this war, and they're working for this communist side, and they're all going to get exposed. That's why they're all working together. And don't kid yourself, ladies and gentlemen, that Carney was the one who directed Rob Ford to basically, or Doug Ford. I get the two confused. I just see two giant individuals. He was directed to do these ads and send them to America for the purpose of destabilizing those who kind of are voting for the right wing. And they were going to spend $75 million. Think about it. $75 million to populate propaganda to right-wing individuals so they could turn the vote. Like, it's unbelievable what is happening, ladies and gentlemen. The government of Canada is working for George Soros and crew. Any politician who wants to be famous, anybody who spouts out anything that is not George Soros approved or anything not approved by the globalists is not going to be famous. They're going to make sure that you don't get any kind of network capacity. You're not going to be put in office. You're not going to get any votes. But those who do and who are ideologues and communists are all made famous and popular, and their faces all over their mass network, which is controlled, and they're the ones who get in. It's a giant system. Canada is run by a deep, dark communist network, which is working for our enemies. And it really seems to the average person that, no, this can't be true. It's not possible. But watch and see over the next few months. You're going to see how Carney is going to turn everything to being basically pro-Chinese industry, and they're going to have to kind of come focus on this matter. So I expect that we're going to get Chinese EVs here in Canada. We're going to get more production from Chinese organizations that are going to come over for manufacturing and various things, maybe even Chinese automobiles. All this is going to be a rapid turnaround. You're going to see gross expenditures in military, things that are not related to the F-35s, like obviously a fighter that could possibly fight them. You're going to see all kinds of weird things happen. It's going to be very, very interesting. But like I told you from the beginning, Obama was the Soviet plan, and they orchestrated Trudeau to being in office. And we voted ourselves here into communism in 2015. And don't expect that this government is going to go away. Whatever happens with this budget, whatever money they say they're going to do, they're not going to follow it. It is going to be a complete agenda to be anti-America. I just had to say it, ladies and gentlemen. I've been thinking about it for so long. And man, I live in Canada. I love Canada. But like, can people not see that the government here is not working for the Western world? They're slowly creeping in. Like, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Just think. If you were living in China, and all of a sudden you turn on your TV, and you had all this anti-Chinese propaganda, and people are telling you that Taiwan is so wonderful, and Taiwan had all these great values, but the government of Canada or the government of China doesn't, you'd be sitting you would notice that they're propagating all this stuff to you. You would see it openly. But Canadians can't see it for the life of them, because it's happened over so long. The infiltration and the control and all the mainstream kind of TV and everything has happened so slowly, Canadians just can't see it. Anyways, I can, and that's why you need to go to theawakener.ca. Bye for now.